This is Glenn Oliver, the Vice President of Operations for Dynamax. Just happy to be on the call and share a few minutes with you. Kind of give you a quick recap of this tough trip we had in Cancun. Great little retreat, great learning, and also a lot of fun. So welcome to the call, everybody. Just wanted to share a few thoughts and ideas before we turn it over to our world-famous guests that we have on, Pat and Joni Pace. But just excited to see all the amount of callers that are on today. And I know there's a lot of new people. The company's hitting some momentum, and it's a lot of fun to see as we share the great products and as you guys go out and share your passion for the company and the products and the people is really what makes a difference. And just a quick recap, we had our retreat in Cancun, kind of a contest I had to get to Cancun to the all-inclusive Club Med down there, and it was just phenomenal. Just beautiful, beautiful weather, beautiful beach, great place to stay. But I think the best part was hanging out with all the Dynamax distributors and the world-famous Bill Ladwig and Jay Archer, the owners that put this all together for us. So I just wanted to say thanks to everybody who made the effort to get there. And I know a lot of people wish they were, and I know a handful of people that qualified for the trip but couldn't go because of family reasons and other things, graduations and things going on. So we recognize your efforts with that. But what a great time to hear from our distributors. We had a couple of quick trainings. We all ate together, swam together, hung at the beach together. But we had a couple of hours of good hands-on trainings from a handful of our distributors. We got to hear from millennials like Matt and Kylie Chalupa from Canada and talk a little bit about their story and what they see and what they're looking for and what millennials are looking for in a network marketing business or a home-based business or something to help them with their personal development. And that was great to hear. We got to hear from Pat and Joni Pace, or Pat or Joni especially, on the comp plan, how to maximize your income. We heard from Amanda Ryan how to work social networking, just some great tips and hints that she shared that she's doing that's getting her some attraction and bringing new customers and new associates as well. And, you know, one of the favorite parts of mine was listening to Bruce Ditto from Florida, and he did a phenomenal job just sharing basic, common, simple steps on how to share the company, how to share the products, how to get people involved, and he's doing phenomenally well. And just it was a great to hear from him. And he's our new Sapphire distributor, and that's another thing I want to mention. We had so many rank advancements in the last few weeks. I think people are starting to get the momentum of what's going on and get the excitement and really starting to advance and sharing the products and building their business. And I know a lot of crazy people in Canada are growing fast as well. But well, I want to get out of the way. I know we all had a lot of fun, but I want to let you hear from Pat and Joni Pacer on the call with us today. They did, such gracious hosts, some of my favorite people, and she's our diamond director, and Pat's the number one supporter, and I think he shares the product just as well as anybody else that I know of. So why don't I turn it over to you guys? Oh, before I do that, sorry, the big announcement in Cancun was that our next event is going to be in Spokane, Washington, our next convention. And let me give you a little bit of detail on that. It's at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino, September 29th and 30th, there in Spokane, Washington. It's a great place, $159, double occupancy. There's complimentary airport shuttle transportation, free Wi-Fi, free bottled water in your room. There's an upscale spa. There's a variety of restaurants and delis. There's a nightclub. Just a lot of fun stuff to do there, and we will hit it with Dynamax big time and show them what we're all about and have a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. Also some great trainings. And at the company, we're working a lot of things to update and change, and we talked about a few things coming down the pipe in Cancun, but we'll constantly be moving. Bill wants us to take us to the next level, and he's committed to driving it because he wants to see you guys, your success. And that's, from great owners that want their distributors to be successful. You guys are in the right place at the right time. So let me turn it over to Pat and Joni from Arlington, Texas. Go ahead. Are you on the whole call still, or did I bore you to death?
We're here, Glenn.
All right, Pat. Good to have you. Why don't you share your thoughts and take it away.
Thank you. Well, speaking of taking it away, Joni asked me to throw out a few takeaways from the conference in Cancun, and I'd like to start by saying thanks to Bill and Jay for going what I call retro and bringing back the earned trips. It was a great idea, and a lot of us got to reminisce about previous earned trips. In the past, we've gone to Tulum, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. Now I'm going to dish out a little bit of tough love, and I'm going to dish out a challenge to all the leaders and associates and whatever you call yourself on this call. When they throw out a challenge for us or the criteria for an earned trip, it seems like we work our rear ends off until we earn the trip. And then we slip it into cruise control until the next one. And as leaders and associates, I think that's disingenuous. And we owe it to Bill and Jay and ourselves to work hard year-round, not just until the next trip. So don't let this be you. And my challenge is, I don't know what we did, whether we doubled or tripled. I know Taylor was putting it on us to try and double or triple or quadruple or whatever since from our Dallas rally. So let's do the same thing before Spokane. There's not an earned trip out there yet. There will be one. It's going to be harder. But let's show them that we mean business without an earned trip on the horizon. I think we owe it to them, and we darn sure owe it to our teams. Bill and Jay are constantly striving to make this opportunity the best one out there. And there were a lot of hints of changes coming soon. We didn't get to any tidbits from the hints, but my first takeaway is that they haven't let us down yet. So let's be excited about what's coming down the horizon from Bill and Jay with regards to our opportunity. It's going to get even better, guys. My second takeaway is threefold. And what I learned what I learned from this conference is that there's more than one way to succeed at this business. And Gord got into some of it earlier today, and I only caught the tail end of he went live on Facebook, but I would encourage everyone to go back and listen, because I know if Gord spent 20 minutes giving a message, it was a good one, and I would encourage everyone to listen. The first one of the threefold was Joni's training, and she called it Expectation Monday, and it's about getting on the phone with your key leaders and take a snapshot of where they are and create activity, create an action plan. And what this does for your business is breeds accountability. And, you know, if you guys are all on the same page and hold yourselves accountable to each other, we're all going to grow together. Second fold, and Glenn talked about this a little bit, is Ditto's message. Ditto's message is simple but effective. Ditto knows his audience, and he has developed a presentation and a building strategy that is working, y'all. It's working. And what do I mean by working? Sapphire. That's what I mean by working. There's probably only a handful of sapphires in the whole company. So let's let Ditto's example be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to make this business work. You can be simple. And know this, that a lot of why Ditto's method is working is because of his confidence. He knows who he is. He has a vision for his Dynamax business and puts it into terms that his people can relate to. Ditto is comfortable at being rejected. You know why? Y'all heard that before, right? Because he already knows the next 5 to 6 people he's going to talk to next. And when you have that sort of confidence in your presentation, you don't worry about a little rejection. So, third is Amanda's presentation. and it was called 553. And I thought she did a nice job of demonstrating a multifaceted medium, which means it kind of starts with direct messaging on Facebook to, you know, random friends that you have on there, and progresses, which I would call an icebreaker, and it progresses to move that prospective person to a group forum, and will eventually lead to a one-to-one conversation or meeting. And I think that's a good method. You know, even if for time constraints, you know, it's not 553, it's 321. You know, strive for 553, but don't get discouraged if, you know, you're 321. It's activity, and make it positive. And my last takeaway is the importance of team. If there's a forum out there where your team can learn, I don't understand why this would be a bad thing. I would encourage everyone on your team to soak up all the information from the various group pages. Most all of it is good, and it can only help. So I'd like to thank and congratulate everyone for being on this call, because it helps me to know that you're on the right track. And I think Joni's going to hop on here and wrap it up.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you, Pat. The memories made and getting to travel, even just with Pat and having support, his support is huge, and I know so many of you in this company have that same support and got to travel with your partners on this great trip. Again, Tuck and Laura did an amazing call tonight that just reiterated the friendships made, the bonds made. There is no doubt that without this trip, there's some friendships that wouldn't have developed. There's bonds that were made. One of my takeaways from this trip is knowing from the bottom of my heart the rock solid foundation we have to move forward. And the leaders that we pinky swore, you know, we just had so much fun of where we're headed and did the handshake. We're committed to each other and where we're going. And I just don't see the top leaders and the founders of this company going anywhere. We're ready to build. We are so positioned for growth. And we have the leaders developed to do that. And I saw that over the weekend. It's really kind of funny. Like, I heard so many people talk about how they gained weight. For me, I lost weight. It was a plethora of fresh food and exercise, swimming in the ocean. I mean, it is such a joy to see people on these trips. That there were several people on this trip that had never seen the ocean or been in the water. And that's what Dynamax is all about. Friendships, travel, experience, bonds made, and getting to see people do things that they never thought they could do. Just, it's so special. But as the diamond director in the company, after hearing lots of warm and fuzzy stuff from Glenn and great announcements from Glenn and Pat's takeaways, the speakers, oh my gosh, as a leader, let's talk about leadership, because even before the Cancun trip, a lot of my trainings a couple of weeks before was making sure every one of you know that whether you have rank or don't have rank yet, or you feel like you, wherever you feel like you are in this business, you're a leader. If you're joining this company right now, I want you to know that we need you to be a leader, right? You are a leader today. So leaders are teachers, and I want you all to know that I learned so much from every single one of you over the weekend. I learned a lot. I took great notes. You can never stop learning, so thank you all. Pat talked about the chalupas. He talked about the trainings. Amanda Ryan, I loved your training on social media. Outstanding. Your preparation was outstanding. And it's just great. But one of the things I wanted to touch on, because we will have more trips to come. I love where we're headed. I love that we're going back to how we used to be. So there's going to be more and more trips. But I've heard a lot of people say that they hated that they missed the trip. And I heard a lot of people say from my team, especially even before the trip, that, hey, you know, I can't go. I've got graduation, or I've already got a trip planned. There were several real reasons why people couldn't make this trip. And then that's okay. That's why we're in this business, right? Because we have the flexibility to pick and choose and travel and go and do this as we can. But as a Diamond Director, I want to pass something on to all of you that maybe some of you missed in not working for the trip. And I wish someone would have taught me this before I had to learn it the hard way myself. These trips are certainly for every one of you that are on this call. But bigger than that, these trips are gifts for you from Jayneville. These are gifts from the company to help your team grow. I had lots of growth on my team. Talk to the key leaders in this company. Their team grew because of this trip. I'm telling you, I made sure my key associates won this trip before I even secured it for myself. Whether you get to go or don't get to go, don't forget that, yes, it's huge that you get to go. This is certainly for you. But bigger than that, remember, top leaders are developing other people. Make sure, even if you can't go, set the stage for your leaders. You should be working for this trip so your teammates will follow. Make sure your team can go whether you can or not. This is gifts from the company to help your team grow. So I didn't always get that initially in my business. So it's just like oftentimes I talk to my partners. If you can't be on the call, that's okay. If you've got an activity with your children or an emergency comes up, that's okay. The benefit of leveraging our time with company calls and corporate events is that you can still plug your potential partners into the call. You can still plug your teammates into the calls, right? So the key to some of this stuff isn't always about us, but isn't that the key to being great leaders? If we take the focus off of us and we help our teammates succeed, we help our teammates get it. And again, I talked a lot at conference that if people aren't coming from experience in this industry, they don't always understand. We think sometimes people understand these things because we get it, and we don't realize that if they don't come from this background, or maybe they're not an experienced leader, they don't understand that these trips are for us to help them build. And if we help them build, obviously, we all grow together, right? But again, every one of you that were not there were missed. It would have been even better if you were there. Definitely not the same without you. I missed so many of you. Was so glad to meet so many of you new associates and people that got to come. But bigger than that, you all, let's work for the next event. But even if by chance, for some reason, you can't be there, if for some reason on this next event or trip you cannot go, please know that you still need to work to the trip yourself, and you still need to make sure you don't lose focus of what this is all about. Care about you all. Amazing leadership. Again, I learned so much from all of you. Don't forget that great leaders are teachers, and to be a good teacher, you've got to be a great student. Appreciate you all. We'll see you soon. You all take care.
All right. Thank you so much, Pat and Joni. Great leadership and great advice. Drive for those events and make sure you get there. It was a great chance for everybody that rubbed shoulders from, you know, people from Canada and the U.S. mixing and mingling, sharing best practices. That's all it's about. And we'll see great things from those people that are there. We're looking forward for everybody to be in Spokane because it's going to be even bigger and better. So thanks so much, Joni and Pat. Thanks, everybody, for coming along. Make sure you check out the website. You'll be getting email updates with the information on Spokane, so plan to be there. All right, everybody, have a good night.